Welcome, welcome, welcome to Echoes of Freedom, a special Juneteenth edition brought to you by Talk Black and Give Back. I am your host, Jennifer Nickerson Turner, and today we're deep diving into the heart of Juneteenth, exploring its profound meaning of freedom, the rich heritage it celebrates, and the vibrant traditions that make it a day of true liberation. Our focus today, the foundational year of 1865. And the powerful truth that unfolds. So, Juneteenth. The name itself is a blend of June and 19th, but its significance transcends those symbols. It's the oldest national celebrated commemoration of the ending of slavery in the United States. Many of us know that the Emancipation Proclamation was issued by President Abraham Lincoln on January the 1st of 1863. Declaring that enslaved people in Confederate states are free. But here's the crucial fact that anchors Juneteenth. That freedom wasn't immediate, nor was it universal. So now I want you to imagine, if you will, the vastness of the Confederacy and the echoes of war and the deliberate withholding of information. Even after the Emancipation Proclamation, enslaved people in many areas remained in bondage. Often because the Union Army hadn't arrived to enforce that decree. So, Texas in particular became a final stronghold for slavery. It was a place where enslavers from other states would often flee with their human property, believing that they were beyond the reach of Union forces in Texas. So, now we're going to fast forward to April 9th of 1865 when Confederate Robert Lee surrendered, effectively ending the Civil War. But even then, for a quarter of a million enslaved people in Texas, freedom remained a distant dream. The news of emancipation had been deliberately suppressed. So here comes June 19th, 1865. Nearly 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. Union Major General Gordon Ranger and over 2,000 federal troops arrived in Galveston, Texas, where they marched in the streets and they read out Order Number 3. This order, in no certain terms, declared that, and I'm a quote, "The people of Texas are informed that, in accordance with a proclamation from the executive of the United States, all slaves are free. This involves an absolute equality of personal rights and rights of property between former masters and slaves, and the connection existing between them becomes that between employer and hired labor. The freedmen are advised to remain quietly at their present homes and work for wages. They are informed that they will not be allowed to collect at military posts and that they will not be supported in idleness either there or elsewhere." So, I want you to imagine being notified that you are free. Imagine the mixed emotions that must have swept through Galveston that day. Disbelief, shock, then an overwhelming sense of joy, maybe relief and hope. But this wasn't just a legal declaration, it was the tangible arrival of freedom enforced by the presence of Union soldiers. So, with that being said, to find out that you're free, to find out that truth was withheld from you for over 2.5 additional years after the Emancipation Proclamation, and then to say, okay, I'm free, but what? What do I go? Where do I go? What do I do? I have no money. Now you're going to start paying me for my work. So now this arrangement, it actually brings on slave codes and laws, but I'm not going to go there yet because we're talking about the victory of Juneteenth. Okay. So it's hard for me to stay focused. So I want you to imagine those mixed feelings. And then this moment, June 19th of 1865, it actually marked a pivotal turning point. It wasn't the absolute end of slavery everywhere in the United States that had enslaved people. Enslaved people in border states like Delaware and Kentucky were freed with the ratification of the 13th Amendment in December of 1865. But Juneteenth became the day that symbolized freedom. Well, freedom's final, undeniable arrival for the vast majority of those who had been held in bondage after the Emancipation Proclamation. So, and from that day forward, the celebration began. So early Juneteenth observances in Texas were filled with prayer meetings and singings of spirituals and a powerful act of wearing new clothes, which symbolized renewed freedom and a shedding of the old. It was a reclaiming of dignity for a collective. So the collective could just exhale and have a sigh of relief for we were free. Now, the heritage of Juneteenth is deeply rooted in resilience and the enduring spirit of Black people. It reminds us that freedom was not simply granted, but it was fought for, it was yearned for, and ultimately seized. So, from those who actively joined Union military ranks to fight for their liberation, to those who resisted in countless quiet ways, Black Americans were always striving for their freedom. Juneteenth is a testament to that unwavering pursuit. So, while it started as a regional celebration in Texas with the Great Migration in the early 20th century, Black communities carried Juneteenth traditions with them across the nation. It became a powerful way to connect to our roots and assert our identity and even celebrate a hard-won freedom in new cities and states. So, how do we celebrate this powerful heritage today? Juneteenth celebrations are diverse and vibrant, as the Black community is in itself. We see everything from public readings to of the Emancipation Proclamation, singings of the Black National Anthem, "Lift Every Voice and Sing," to powerful historical reenactments. But it's also a day of joyful community gatherings, rodeos, street fairs, barbecues with delicious red foods that are there to symbolize the bloodshed and sacrifice of our ancestors. So it's a day for family reunions or for storytelling, and for honoring elders, and for empowering the next generation. So at Talk Black and Give Back, we believe in the power of giving, not just monetarily, but through sharing knowledge, amplifying our voices, and uplifting our communities. Juneteenth embodies that spirit of collective uplift. It's a day to reflect on the past, acknowledge the struggles, and to celebrate the triumphs. It's a day to recommit to the ongoing work of justice and equality, because as many say, we're not all the way free, but we're not where we used to be either. Okay, I want you to think about that. So, as we wrap up this special podcast, I would encourage you to seek out Juneteenth celebrations in your community. Learn more about the history of Juneteenth. Support Black-owned businesses. Engage in meaningful conversations. And honor the legacy of freedom. Let's not go backwards. Let's move forward with a legacy. So, thank you for joining us on Echoes of Freedom. From all of us at Talk Black and Give Back, have a meaningful and celebratory Juneteenth. If you need us, we're here. Please reach out. Our Black Business Directory is now live, so you can go on to the directory. Just log on to our webpage at talkblackgiveback.org. Click on directory, scroll to the bottom icon, Talk Black icon, click on there and add your business. We would love to support you. So just go online and it's a what and we're going to celebrate and we're going to call action this month. So if you're a Black-owned business, if you want advertisement in our directory, it is free. It's available for all of you to go on and sign up and list your business so that you can gain the support of the community. So from us to you, we love you. Till next time, thank you for joining us. And if you need anything, reach out. Take good care.